You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are with Philip Lomboy, once again, a marketing consultant, an Amazon best-selling author, and has been seen on major media affiliates, including ABC, NBC, Fox, CNN, and Business Week. The title of his new book, available later this month, is The Five-Star Formula, a case study on how we multiplied patient reviews by 600%. Philip, welcome back to Enterprise Radio.
Thanks, Eric. It's great to be here.
And the pleasure is ours as well to have you once again. So your upcoming book addresses the subject of online reviews. What exactly are they and why are they important?
Well, I think psychologically we are just wired to check what other people are doing before we do something ourselves, before we act on it ourselves. Maybe it's a survival mechanism, you know, from when we're hunting and gathering. It's like, hey, is this a good berry to eat or not? Well, let me see if that other person's eating it and go from there. Now, Dr. Robert Cialdini, in his book, Influence, he talks about various weapons of influence, and one of them is social proof. So basically that is what are other people doing, and, you know, what they do is going to influence what we do. Now, back in the day when we wanted to do something, say, for example, go to a movie or, you know, go to a restaurant or such, exclusively we had relied on friends and family to find recommendations or places that we'd want to go. Nowadays, though, it really is much more in the online space. Now, of course, we'll still talk to our friends and family. We're going to see them anyway, but more and more people are turning to the online websites, online review sites, Google, Yelp, and the like, to get a clue, a better clue as to what they should be doing. And of course, it's not just me that's saying this. It's in the science as well. So Harvard Business Review did a study when they looked at Yelp reviews. An increase in one star actually translated to a 5 to 9% increase in a business's bottom line revenue. Nielsen had indicated that 70% of people said they do trust online reviews, which is actually a 15% increase in the last 4 years. And Deloitte did a study on consumers, and 69% of them that actually read online reviews shared those reviews with their friends and family. So it is very important. It's really something that all businesses, including healthcare practices and doctors, really need to pay attention to.
Given the importance, should doctors make online reviews their top priority?
Well, you know, it's really not something that has to be a top priority. It really does depend on a lot of things in their practice. Now, when my team and I work with doctors and healthcare practices, we do weigh all the different pieces of their marketing and, you know, find out what's working, what's lacking, and from there we assign the priorities. So here's the thing. If you're getting a lot of bad reviews online, well, that's really a clue that there's a deeper issue going on that needs to be fixed first. So it's kind of like I talk about putting lipstick on a pig, right? There's only so much lipstick, so much makeup you can put on a pig, but at the end of the day, it's still a pig. And same type of thing. If your business model is bad, or if your deliverable is bad, then no amount of five-star reviews is really going to help the underlying issue there.
What are some mistakes that healthcare practices commit when it comes to online reviews?
Well, there's a few, and the first one really is that, one, they don't have a clear goal of what they're trying to accomplish. A lot of it, people, especially healthcare practices, they just kind of lump it in as an afterthought. Typically, they use a general survey after the patient comes in to visit, and then they hope to get a testimonial or online review after that. Now, while having something like that in place is better than nothing, ultimately, you really need to determine what your ultimate goals are and what your priorities are to get the most out of the time that you spend, and really in order to differentiate yourself from your competitors. Second mistake is that they don't measure whether what they're doing is really effective or not. Now, that applies to, of course, a lot of aspects of marketing, not just online reviews. But when you really dive into your numbers and the results that you're getting, that's really going to give you a clue as to, you know, whether something is working. And if it's not working, well, what do you need to tweak? And the third thing is that they really make it difficult for patients to give good reviews. I mentioned surveys earlier, you know, kind of post-visit surveys, and a lot of them that go out are just really boring, really long. If somebody is willing to, you know, click on the button, says, yes, I'll do the, you know, I'll take the survey, well, they get to this wall of questions, and then a lot of times they're just abandoned after that. For example, one client that I worked with, they did this. They had this automated system in place that automatically sent out a survey request to their patients. Now, out of all of them that were sent out, only 17% of their patients actually chose to respond in one way or another. Now, we know, you know, from talking to patients and seeing their feedback, that they loved this this particular client of mine. But when we looked at the response and being 17%, we knew, okay, there's something that's totally wrong here. So I knew that there was some room for improvement, and I started thinking, well, how can we change this? How can we orchestrate this process so that we can get more people to respond and respond more favorably in the way that we want them to?
Today we are joined once again by Philip Lomboy, a marketing consultant and Amazon bestseller, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Philip, when you say that practices can orchestrate their online reviews, what do you mean by that exactly?
Well, most people and a lot of businesses, when they approach their marketing, they use kind of a hope and pray strategy. And that's, you know, kind of put something out there and see what sticks. But if you really take the time to look at your goals and the proven science, the things that really work, then you can find that you can influence much of what people do, much like a conductor leads an orchestra. So, for example, for the client that I mentioned, what we did is we modified their survey process so that instead of asking them to fill out this wall of questions, this boring 10-question survey all on one page, what we did was that we introduced a new process that basically cut the fat from the survey. We looked at their priorities and said, you know what, this question we really don't need to ask them here. For example, they're asking, how long did you wait in the lobby before, you know, someone came to see you? That's an important question to ask, absolutely. But given that our goal here was to get a positive online review, that's not something that we wanted to do there. Instead, what we decided to leverage a secret shopper service that the doctor was already using to get those types of answers. Right, so that was one thing. So we cut the fat. The next is that we separated the respondents into three categories based on their survey. So we asked them essential questions, and depending on how they answered, then we grouped them into three groups. So they are the red, you know, for lack of a better term, the red, yellow, and green. So the people that were in red, these are people that had bad feedback, right? We asked everybody, hey, you know, what do you think? How did you feel about us, et cetera? But for the people that responded poorly or negatively, rather, we accepted their feedback, but that stopped there. Chances are, for those people, if we sent them to somewhere else and, hey, that's great, thank you for your feedback, would you mind giving us an online review, they're going to give us a bad review. And again, we're looking for 5-star reviews. The next group, the yellow, those are people that liked us. You know, they said they liked what we did, but if we sent them to an online review site, they would probably say, well, you know, they'd kind of give like a lukewarm review. It's not really going to be compelling. So we had them stop there as well. Now, for the people that were green, these are folks that are really excited. They're ecstatic about the service that provided them, the treatment that they got. These are the people that really had energy and excitement. And those folks are the ones that we funneled to the online review site. And, you know, so we segmented them, but then we also made it very easy for them to post their reviews online. So basically we did a little bit of programming and we said, okay, would you mind posting this feedback that you gave us to an online review site? And when they said yes, we gave them another button and said, hey, all you have to do is just click here. It'll copy whatever you just wrote onto your clipboard, and you can just paste it onto the review site, whether that was Yelp or Google or anywhere else. So we made it easy for them to go through this entire process. Now, as a result, we were able to increase our five-star reviews by 600%. So in the past, we were getting maybe one five-star review every other month. Again, that was great, you know, especially considering that we weren't even doing anything to get that. It's nice to have something versus nothing, right? But now, after these changes, we've consistently been getting 3 to 4 five-star reviews each month. And, of course, this is great because, you know, the more reviews that we get online, the more influence we have to any potential patients that check us out.
That's pretty rock solid, I might add. What would you recommend to doctors that want to start this orchestration process for their own practices?
Well, you really got to be strategic about it, okay? So first, you really want to audit your process. You can't just dive in and start trying to fix things without knowing exactly where all the different pieces are. So audit your process. Take a look exactly at what your patients are doing. What are you doing with them after their visit? And outline all those things. How is your staff interacting with them? Every little piece there. Next is you want to determine your priorities. Okay, well, what is really important to you? Maybe you have more five-star reviews online that you can handle. Well, what's something else that you can use, that you can leverage this process into? Maybe it's getting testimonials or video testimonials, but ultimately find out what your priorities are. Next, you want to make it easier and fun for your patients. So for the things that you have been doing, ask yourself, well, is there a way that I can make it even easier so I can increase the response that we get? Or can I make it more fun in some way? One of the things that we did to make it more fun was at the end, for the people that were the green light folks, is we put a fun video on there. It was actually to Cool in the Gang's Celebrate Good Times. So when they said, yes, we'll post an online review for you. The next page they go to is a thank you, and the thank you is, hey, we're celebrating because you gave us you're agreeing to give us a great online review. So injected a little bit of fun in there. And finally, you want to be consistent. Figure out a way to make it so that this process, this with these new priorities, this new fun is applied every single time. And one of the best ways to do that is to use a system, a software system, to automate that process so you and your staff don't even have to think about it at all.
And they've got to love that. Certainly do appreciate all this valuable information. Now, your book comes out later this month. Where can our listeners learn more until then?
Well, there's a few places, but one is the best place for them to go is to go to my website. And from time to time, we do have online trainings, online seminars where they can get more information. And one that we just put out is specifically on this case study and getting more online reviews. So all your listeners have to do is go to automatedmarketingstrategies.com/get-more-reviews, and then from there they'll be able to see the latest schedule and register for the training.
Well, Philip, as always, great to have you. Phenomenal what you've got in place here. Congratulations on this new book, and we certainly wish you all the best and look forward to another conversation right here on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks so much, Eric.
We've been speaking with Philip Lomboy, a marketing consultant and Amazon best-selling author, and the title of his new book, which is available later this month, is The 5-Star Formula, a case study on how we multiplied patient reviews by 600%. And once again, the website of reference is automatedmarketingstrategies.com/ get more reviews. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.